Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day that Abner leaves for the county seat to learn how to operate the new motion picture projection machine. Lum was staying in Pine Ridge to push along the work on the proposed theater. As we look at our little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears, Cedric, and Lum in the Jot 'em Down store, having just said goodbye to Abner, who's leaving on the mail hack for the county seat.
Cedric, shut that pigeon-toed door. You're letting a draft in here.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Grandpap. I was just watching Mr. Abner getting in the mail hack.
Well, I don't care what she's watching. That air's cold. By the way, Mom, when did you start using that door? Seems like you still had the screen door on last time I was in here. When did you take it down?
Yesterday. Had to do it myself, too. Abner's been so excited about this trip of his to the county seat to learn how to run our moving picture machine, and he ain't hardly been able to think, let alone do any work around here. Packed his bag and unpacked it 100 or 1,000 times, I know. That's why we've kind of late taking the screen door down this year.
Yeah, you ought to watch that, Lum. Folks around here with an awful lot of dependence in that door.
What do you mean by that, Grandpap?
Well, folks sort of wait for that sign. When they see your screen door come down, why, they go home and get out their long underwear, and they put different oil in their automobiles and put new tar paper around their houses.
That sounded like your ring there, I think, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, it might have been. I'll get it. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Lum Edwards, moving picture executive, talking. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. Huh? Oh, yeah, he got started all right. Just now caught the mail hack. Mom? Oh, for goodness sake, forgot his umbrella, huh? I knowed he'd forget something. Well, I reckon he can get along without that all right. Why, sure he can. Well, I wouldn't worry about him now. He'll be all right. No, I don't know where he's aiming on staying, Elizabeth. Mom? Well, I reckon you could, send it to him and carry the Lyric Theater in there. Lyric Theater. Yes, Mom. Oh, no, he won't sleep there, but he'll be there most of the day. Leastways, that's what he's supposed to do. Yes, Mom. Yeah, well, just don't worry about him. He's all right. Well, of course he is. You're all right, Elizabeth. Goodbye. Thank you. Ain't got out of town good, and his woman's already started worrying about him. And that's the trouble with having a woman for a wife. They always got to be worrying about something. You'd think Abner was her 4-year-old boy instead of her man. Sometimes I wonder why fellas ever get married at all. Take, for instance, the case of Jessima Butte. I swear to goodness, wait a minute. Who is that coming up out there?
How's that, Lum?
Look out there in front of Grandpap. That ain't Granville Watts from over Cherry Hill, is it?
Huh. Oh, that fella. Oh, no, that ain't Granville. No, I don't believe I've ever seen that fella before. Looks sort of like he's come from the city, though. He's all dressed up there.
Yeah, he might be a moving picture actor. Heard about our new theater and all.
Moving picture actor? Boy, I hope I can give him my autograph.
Well, now, don't say nothing to embarrass me, Cedric. Just let me do all the talking.
Yes, Mom, I will. Most of it, anyway.
Mind out, you do. Here he comes. Well, howdy do, sir. Come right in, sir.
Hey, now. They told me I could find a Mr. Lum Edwards here.
Well, they told you right, because I'm he, or him.
Oh, well, fine. Here, have a cigar, Mr. Everett.
Well, thank you. As a generality, I don't generally smoke cigars, but
they go down on the expense account, the company said. Go ahead, take it. The company wants us to give them out.
Well, if you insist, much obliged.
I'm a new man with the company.
You're what?
Virgil Creepsey is my name.
Oh, well, proud to meet you, Mr. Creepsey.
Have a cigar.
Huh. Much obliged. This over here is Grandpa, Milford A. Spears.
Hello.
How do you do, sir? Proud to make your acquaintance.
Have a cigar.
Yeah, don't mind if I do. Much obliged. Don't hardly ever smoke the pigeon-toed things, but I'll try one.
They're on the expense account. The company says that's okay.
And this over here is Cedric Wehunt.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Dismal. Are you showing up a moving picture actor?
Cedric Hishab. Don't pay no attention to him, Mr. Cleese.
Have a cigar, Cedric? Oh, wait a minute. I'm afraid I haven't got one.
Well, here, I got a couple. Take one of these, Mr. Cleese.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, don't mention it.
Well, well, same brand as the company has us by.
Well, natural.
I'm just a new man with the company.
Yeah, you told us that.
I cover Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, and part of Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's nice.
Or is it Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and part of Iowa?
Well, I'm afraid I wouldn't know which it was.
I'm just a new man with the company.
Would you like for me to give you my autograph?
Cedric, I told you to hash up.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mr. Creasy, this company you're with, just what company is that?
An old line company, Mr. Edwin. Solid as the Rock of Gibraltar and up to the minute as, well, I've forgotten what it's up to the minute, man. It's in the manual, though.
The manual?
Yeah. I'm just a new man with the company.
Yeah, I know you are.
It's an old line company, though. You can rely on us to give you none but the best.
Well, that's fine. But exactly what
we
do you mean?
We service some of the best houses in the country, especially in Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, part of Oklahoma.
Houses? What are you, a carpenter?
No. I used to work in the used car lot, though. I was dissatisfied, though.
Hmm.
Somehow or other, when I used to stand there in that car lot, I just felt somehow or other that I didn't belong there.
Uh-huh.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that way, Mr. Edges?
Well, I don't know. I reckon that
That's how I felt. You feel those things inside of you. Just a little above the stomach. That's where I felt it. Inside of me.
Well, I know what you mean, all right. I felt that, too. I always figured it was my appendicitis bothering me, though.
I felt I was cut out for something different. The boss felt that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why he let me out, I think. I wasn't really fired, you understand. It was more that he just let me out.
Uh-huh. I see what you mean.
And then came the offer from the movies.
The movies? If anything, you are a moving picture actor. Well, put her there. Shake hands. I'm in the picture business, too.
Here, have a cigar. No, I'm sorry. This one I'm smoking is my last one.
Well, here, you have this one.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Now then, tell me about some of the pictures you've been in. Do you know Greta Garbo?
Well, no. I'm not in pictures exactly. I distribute them.
Distribute them?
Yes. The manager of the Lyric Theater sent me down here. He said you were starting up a new picture house and maybe I could send you some of our films.
Granny, you bet you can. Yes, sir. I'm proud you come along. We're going to need a lot of them films. Yeah, I'm proud he sent you down here. Just the fella we're looking for.
The fellow with the Lyric Theater said he was all booked up there. He couldn't use any of our films. You know, that's a funny thing. Everywhere I go, they always seem to be all booked up.
Well, we ain't booked up here at all. Yeah, you come to the right place, Mr. Creepsy. Yes, sir, Easter. Now, tell me, what are some of the names of the films you've got for sale?
That's a good question, Mr. Everett. The sales manual tells how to answer that, too. I wish I'd read it now.
Well, you know what you got, of course, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Have you got that new one that's all the rage now that went with the wind business? I know Clark Gable's in that.
Well, no, we don't have that one exactly. But we have, well, we have different ones.
Have you got The Birth of a Nation?
No. We have different names and all that sort of stuff.
Like what, for instance?
Well, I ran one for a theater manager in Missouri last week. I think the name of it was The Sagebrush Kid Strikes Again.
Hot dog. That sounds like a gooder.
Oh, it is. The best. Why, it's thrill-packed.
It's what?
Thrill-packed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know who's in it?
No. No, I'd love to know. What star's in it? I want to be sure and give my customers the best, you know.
That's the way to do it, Mr. Emmett. Who's in it? Well, you know Gary Cooper?
Oh, sure. I'll hear to him. Sure. He's in it, huh?
No, but there's a fella in there that looks exactly like Gary Cooper. Exactly like him. Except when he takes his mask off.
Take his mask off.
That's right.
You ain't got Superman in there, have you?
Not exactly, but this guy, he wears the mask almost all the way through the picture. So that wouldn't matter.
Oh, I see. He does look like him with the mask on, though, huh?
Why, you'd swear it was him. I thought it was first. It's a wonderful picture. It's our bestseller right now. Why, it tops in the entertainment field.
Well, Granny, I believe I'll take that and to start off with. How much is it?
How much is it? How much money, you mean?
Yeah, how much does it cost?
Oh, here, yeah, the cost. Well, let's see now, the cost. I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Can't tell me?
No, sir. You see, that question has never come up before. I've never been able to sell one of these things before.
You ain't? Not never?
No, sir. You see, Mr. Ellis, I'm just a new man with the company.